phone app or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine.
Welcome back in the zone, Justin Akery, Phil Elson, now joined by the head women's basketball coach here at UCA, Sandra Rushing, who is busy. Coach, good to see you.
Good to see you.
We were talking about it going into the break, trying to fill Megan Herbert's shoes. I mean, you know, no problem there.
Not a big deal.
Most prolific player in just about college history here in the state of Arkansas, and certainly at UCA and Southland Conference. I mean, we could probably put her in the Hall of Fame already.
Oh, I know, and, you know, we will miss her, and you don't replace a player like Megan.
Yeah.
There's just no way. You know, she did so much for the program and so much for the team, and, you know, we've got to replace a lot of points. Last year we averaged 61 points, and through graduation, including with Megan, we lost 49 points.
Wow.
So that's we've got to figure out how to who's going to be the scorer for us.
Hey, two-thirds of your scoring right there.
Exactly. We lost six seniors.
Yeah. You just need a human double-double. I mean, it's too bad that they don't grow on trees.
Yeah, I was going to say, you find them all over
the place. Pick a couple of those, yeah. Yeah, 19 and 11 she had last year. And I know you're trying to instill a philosophy of defense here, and this was a team that was more run-and-gun wide open, so certainly a philosophical change. And now in recruiting, that's something that you can address.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been working on defense, but, you know, we've got several shooters this year. I'm very excited about this team.
Mm-hmm.
We've signed nine players, and out of those nine players, six of them are freshmen. And so it's going to be exciting to watch them grow and mature as the year goes along. You know, we do have Courtney Duver back, who I feel like is going to fill some big shoes like mm-hmm. Megan did. I mean, she's really come in. She's in shape. She looks great. And we also have Micah coming back, which is going to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be an exciting season. And, you know, I guess we're not going to get a chance to talk to our men's basketball coach, but he was on the morning show today, and obviously a transition there. But bottom line is, facility-wise and excitement-wise, I mean, the students are really getting behind the basketball programs here, and, you know, certainly the women's program has had more success than the men's program. But, I mean, obviously you guys got a great facility, and the fans are coming out and supporting.
Oh, I agree. We've got great fans. And one of the things, you know, I mean, a lot of people followed, you know, Megan last year and a fans lover. And don't get me wrong with Ray and BG and everything. Now they're going to have opportunity to meet some new players and new Sugar Bears. That it's going to be exciting. I mean, it really is. I mean, these players are working extremely hard. Like I said, they're young, and nothing takes the place of experience. And we're going to go through our growing pains. Our schedule is very challenging. But, you know, they're giving me everything they have, and people are going to be surprised. They'll be surprised.
I've always thought that a young team with all these freshmen coming in, I mean, they're growing together. They really – you get the chance, and it doesn't happen immediately, and sometimes it doesn't happen over the course of one basketball season. But if they stick around together, you really start to see team basketball because they grow together, they learn the system together, and they start to operate as one.
I agree. And, you know, with all the freshmen that we signed, you know, we've got shooters. We won't be as strong defensively as I'd like this year. It's mm-hmm. going to take a little time. You know, but we're definitely offensive-minded. The junior college players that we signed are going to help right off the bat. I mean, they're going to step in and help us. And, you know, our top six right now have some experience, whether it's JUCO and our freshmen are gaining that experience. And the biggest adjustment for them is going to be the pace of the game. And they're learning, you know, to manage their time right now when we're up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, working out. And then we have individuals and then study hall. So they're trying to figure that out right now.
Did you, I guess you're on the recruiting trail now. What access do you guys have in the summertime as far as getting out and seeing players?
The month of July, there's certain dates we can go out. And we were in Texas, Missouri, you know, Atlanta, you name it. And we're, you know, just recruiting for the following year. And now we can get out after September 9th. And we've got a visit set up to go see the players that we would like to sign.
Non-conference-wise, tell me about your schedule. And when you're putting your schedules together in years to come, what's the philosophy for you as far as what you want to do?
Well, I think you need to play some competition early. I think you need to get your players ready for conference because that's what counts. You know, you got to win the conference and then hopefully advance to NCAA. We'll play Ole Miss. We open up first here on November the 8th with Alcorn, and then on November the 10th we go play Ole Miss mm-hmm. at Ole Miss, and it's for after the Arkansas and Ole Miss game, I believe. They play on the 9th, so we'll be there. and we play them. And then we're playing Monroe this year. We got Southern Miss coming in. So we will be challenged in our preseason. And, you know, to be honest with you, I think you have to play competition, but with this younger group, that's not exactly, but these are return games,
yeah.
And, you know, they're going to be thrown into the fire.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's one way to learn,
yeah,
huh?
That's exactly right.
I saw Indiana on that schedule, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, going to Bloomington at Assembly Hall, that's outstanding.
See, that was not mine. That goes back, you know, Matt Daniels had set that up, and we're having to return it now, mm-hmm.
Nice when they were here, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's a great experience, too, because,
great, yes.
That's the Hoosiers.
Oh, you're talking
right.
about, yeah, that's
yeah.
obviously an historic
right.
facility and program and all that.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, that'll be cool. So, I guess your kids are back in the right now and making sure academics are on task there, right?
Yes, and this summer, women's basketball team had a 3.6 in the summer.
Wow.
It was great, wasn't it?
That's hard work. I mean,
know.
That's an entire team's worth of three-point average.
Freshmen, all the new players. I mean, it was amazing.
As a guy who whose next day in college will be the first day he gets, I can certainly respect a 3.6. That's amazing. So that's impressive.
You multiply our GPAs together, then you make it 3.6.
Yeah, well, it's closer to my other parts of my life than my GPA being at 3.6, but we won't get into that. So what about the conference-wise? I don't know how much you've looked around it. Who's gone? Who's coming back? You know, you obviously have the reigning player of the year, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of folks are happy to see Megan graduate. But
and there was a lot of players that graduated that was very solid.
Yeah.
And it's up in the air, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Stephen F. Austin will be pretty solid. They had some young kids that post in there that's amazing. I mean, I just think they're going to be solid and probably the team to beat.
What's the in-state like as far as recruits go? How is Arkansas doing as far as turning out athletes?
You know, we're on a lot of players here in the state of Arkansas, and I want to keep them close to home. And we really are covering more of Arkansas than we did last year because I got in on it late.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and what's ended up happening, you know, there's a couple of them going to Arkansas State, of course, Arkansas, but in Little Rock. We're in on some of the kids with them, but, you know, we're still behind the eight ball a little bit. But there's a lot of talent here.
Yeah.
You're someone
talent.
That came in with Delta State for a lot of years in the Gulf South Conference, and I wonder, with, you know, I've watched UALR's women's program and ASU's program up close. Arkansas obviously had a good year, and this program's doing very well. Is the level of women's basketball in this state higher than it was that you remember when you had come in with Delta State?
I think there's a higher level. I do. I think there's a lot of talent and young talent, too. And I think that's the key to recruiting. You've got to find the young talent and stay on them because people are committing now. I mean, 2016, 2015, they're already committed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that we're trying to catch up because this is I've been here 2 years, going on my second year.
Right.
And so we are trying to catch up. But I think that the talent is unbelievable. And, you know, I was here when I was in Arkansas at Henderson State. I thought the talent was really great.
It's good to hear.
You also know that. I mean, I've got a brand new staff. Did you know that?
I don't know that I did. I saw that there was one new hire that I saw, I guess, that was announced.
Rusty Lawrence came in from University of Houston.
Okay.
And then I've got Casey Bailey, who came in from Henderson State. And Destiny Rogers is full-time now.
Oh, good. Okay.
And she deserves it, and she's, you know, she does a tremendous job.
So as far as Houston goes, is that a – I'm assuming it's a recruiting hotbed for just about every sport, women's basketball probably among them.
Yes, and a lot of talent. And we're on probably about six kids out of Houston right now.
Good, okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. So, all right, so we open here. When do you start practice? When's your first?
Well, we're doing individuals now in conditioning, okay. But September the 30th is the first day that we can get on the floor.
Okay.
Yes. As a team.
You know, we're doing your coach's show again.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We're at the draft this year.
Oh, really?
I'm excited. We got a lot of big screen TVs. We're going to have a good time over there. It's a good
That'll
setup.
Fun.
And we're doing the Clint Conk show there. We'll actually be in Colorado for his first show next Thursday, but RJ Hawk's going to sit in, who is Phil's broadcast partner on the Henderson State games for football. But RJ's going to be over the draft, and we're going to be there this summer with you and Coach Finley, and I'm excited about it. Have you had a chance to visit with Coach Finley much?
Have,
of course, you guys
yeah.
knew each other from last year. But
we're, right now, he's just as busy as I am trying to get his team together
yeah.
and planning recruiting. But, yeah, I'll pass him in the hallway and wave.
Everybody's
say,
grinding, right?
Yeah, and say, how's it going, Coach? Then we keep going.
You know, it's funny. We talk about it in our business, too. Getting ready for the season is so much harder than actually executing the season in some ways. And I'm sure for coaches it's probably similar in some cases.
I'm trying to prepare and get everything laid out for the play. And yeah, and having a plan, and we always talk about the little things is what's going to make you successful.
Yeah,
and this is the time where the little things take place.
Mm-hmm. You're not talking about the short broadcast you work with, are you? Give me the details.
No.
I got you. Well, I'm looking forward to being with you again. I'm excited about the season.
I am too. I really am.
Coach, I'm all about the in-state things. I notice you're playing Arkansas State. I'm not saying this as an ambassador of UALR. I'd love to see UALR-UCA women's basketball game. I really would.
Well, we're going to try to work that out in the future.
All right.
And the
Coach Foley, I hope you're not listening. I'm not trying to do your scheduling for you. I just think it'd be fun.
We have talked about it. Coach Foley and I have talked about it.
Okay.
And I think that would be great.
Yeah.
But
I'm afraid that game may be like 32-22. I mean, that's going to be one of the lowest scoring game in history. Those are two teams that really like to defend.
Race to 35.
Exactly. So, yeah, first one of 35 wins, but it's that would be fun, you know, and it is good to see the in-state teams in basketball that are not only willing but eager to play each other. And, you know, Coach Brady made a great case last year. He's like, look, I can play a road game in a competitive environment in my own state. Of course I'm going to take that opportunity, you know. So they came down and played here over the Thanksgiving holiday last year,
right.
And it was a spectacular game that I think ASU ended up winning in overtime. But
right.
It was a great game. So
let's showcase these programs to our own fans.
I'm with you. Well, Coach, good luck, and we'll be catching up soon here talking about games, just like we've been begging for football games to talk about. Soon we'll be having basketball games to talk about, so we look forward to it.
I can't wait. Thank
you. All right,
you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Coach. That is Sandra Rushing, the women's head coach here at UCA, and certainly some expectations and some good talent coming back and getting a lot of new faces we'll get to know here over the next few weeks as well. Matt, let's go ahead and take this time out a little bit early. I know the president's going to join us here. Tom Courtway will join us in just a few minutes. As we head on this break, let me tell you about what's happening down at Landers Ford in Benton, Arkansas. You get big city selection and the small town atmosphere, and when you pull up, you get greeted by some fine sales professionals that are all Ford certified, and of course the F-150, the official truck of the Arkansas Razorbacks, and we're all thinking football season, so something to think about. Great selection of the entire Ford lineup as well, over 500 used cars to choose from. And, you know, all the Ford dealerships buy the vehicles for about the same price, so it's all about service. And that's what they strive for at Landers Ford in Benton. 501-315-4700.